I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Very seldom that I see a bug that I haven't seen before, and rarely do I see one that appears to be this formidable. But I found a beetle in my bathtub, and I sent you a photograph of it. You identified it as a false bombardier beetle.
Right, Galerita. That's sort of a spooky beetle. I remember the first time I saw one. And this great big beetle, relatively speaking, it looked like a giant bombardier beetle to me. And it turns out that Galerita beetles are commonly referred to as false bombardier beetles.
I got curious about that name and I went looking online and I discovered that the word bombardier was a low-ranking artillery officer. And I looked up some of these old bicolor uniforms that may be where the beetle
that could have suggested
name.
It. I haven't seen that specifically, but it could be. We have three species here in Virginia, and they secrete a very smelly defensive fluid that is 80% formic acid, which is pretty potent stuff. It does burn, especially if you get it on a cut. Many species of beetles in the family Carabidae, the ground beetles, are chemically protected and have some pretty noxious chemicals at their disposal for defending themselves against predators and especially ants. Ants are the ones that are always trying to grab them and attack them.
Now, the real bombardier beetle, are they the same size as the false, and do they protect themselves the same way?
Or? Real bombardier beetles consist of several different genera around the world. We have one genus of bombardier beetle here, Braconis, and they're very distinct. They're smaller than the false bombardier beetle, but they have a similar color pattern. They sort of have a pale orangish or reddish head and midsection. And in the wing covers, the elytra are black or dark brown, and they often have a distinctive blue or green sheen. They have this amazing defense mechanism where they store chemicals separately in two different chambers and mix them together, and that synergy literally creates a boiling hot explosion that makes a sound. It literally leaves their anus with a chirp and a puff of smoke. They have this flexible anal turret, and they can aim that noxious boiling spray at their enemies and give it a good spray, and there's a big cloud of smoke.
Maybe that's where the bombardier name came from.
I think so, and it makes a loud chirp. If you hold them in your hand, you'll feel it burn. It's very, very quick. This spray happens within the blink of an eye. I mean, there's up to 500 pulses in a second that ejects this spray, again, which is a chemical reaction that occurs inside the body, then blasts out. My first experience with bombardier beetles is when I was 19 years old, and I had a pooter, an aspirator that you can suck up insects with. I saw a bunch of these orange and blue beetles on a sheet that were attracted to the lights, and I got out my aspirator and started sucking them up quickly, and that's when I discovered that they were bombardier beetles. I didn't burn myself, but I had that noxious gas in my mouth, and for hours, no matter what I drank or ate, I could not get the taste out of my mouth.
Dr. Art Evans' latest book is Beetles of Eastern North America, published by Princeton University Press. The launch for this new book is open to the public and will be held on Friday evening, May 23rd, from 6 to 8 at Stir Crazy Cafe in Richmond. For photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page, go to ideastations.org/radio/bugs.